Let's talk. Mr. Coons, is he an artist or is he just a dictator of what is going to be the art he puts a name on? Let's talk about it, because he teeter-totters on a very controversial conversation about what is an artist, what isn't an artist. He plays with realism. He's one of the highest paid artists that there is, but some people don't think that he's an artist because he physically does not create the work. He dictates and commissions artists to do the work that he puts his name on. His name is Jeff Koons, okay? He does pop art sculptures. If you've seen the big balloon dog, that's the work he puts his name on. I'll say that. What he is known for back in the day, which was a year before I was born in 1986, is the rabbit work, the rabbit artwork that sold for $91.1 million. Okay, that set the record for the most expensive artwork by a living artist. Now, some people say he is not a real artist because he went from being a stockbroker to just being in the art world, and a lot of people feel like his art is just inflated and it's really hype where he gets to make his art this price and is contemporary. He does paintings, he does sculptures, he's 71 years old. And what's popular from him is the 1992 puppy out of flowers that he made. Also, the most stupidest piece of art that I've seen that he claims is the stack of Play-Doh from 2014. A lot of people label his art as lobby art, art you'll see in like high-rise lobbies. A lot of people don't feel like he's a true artist, and I understand that. Okay, fun fact. Someone knocked over his balloon dog at an art fair in 2023. It was $42,000, but good thing is his art was insured, so there's that. If you see monkeys in a chair stacked up, that's part of his work. He did artwork with Michael Jackson and Ben, which was his monkey. He gets criticism because some art is delegated and it's not hands-on by him. He commissions people to craft things, but the ideas are his. Now, taking things that are simple and making them structured differently or making them out of different mediums makes it interesting, okay? It looks like a balloon, but it's really not a balloon. Maybe it's glass. Maybe it's metal. But the art is the perception. The art is, does it make you think? And the treatment that he gives a lot of young artists that work for him gets a lot of negative feedback because what's heard is he tends to treat the artists that are actually doing the work like they are lesser than him, which is kind of like regular shit in the art world. A lot of people in the art world are assholes because they're living up to the name and the hype of the public, and they don't really give a fuck about the process. Some, not all, okay? The inflation of the art prices definitely helped his fame. But when I think about him and him wanting to be called the artist when he has people that works under him to create the work, I think about designers. I think about fashion designers. Fashion designers can design, can sew, some of them, and some of them can't, but they have a team that works up under them, and they still get labeled a fashion designer when in all actuality, other people are creating these garments. Other people are sewing. Other people are creating these shoes. They just come with the ideas and what materials need to be used. So in the same sense, I get why he can still be called an artist, because he is delegating what needs to be done. He is coming with the vision. He is coming with the ideas, and someone else is actually physically doing the ideas and he's putting his name on it. Same thing in shows. Yes, you have an idea for a show. You write the script. You might have writers that work up under you, but it's your idea. You're getting the credit. You're delegating, so you are the producer, so you get the most, money out of the investment. You know what I'm saying? There's a camera crew. There's people that do the edits. So it's a lot of people on your team to get. Woo! It took long enough. I don't know about you, but I was tired of that cold weather, okay? And because I'm tired of that cold weather, that means we got new merch, baby. We got new merch on the Shambi Pod and Spot. And if you're looking for what else is she talking about, go to shambipodden.com. Thank you so much for checking out this show and checking out these podcasts. And if you're listening to this, that means you already knee deep in, and I appreciate you. Enjoy yourself. Don't be a stranger. Drop a review. Now back to the show. This one idea out. Filmmakers, same thing. Photographers, a lot of photographers work in a team. Some people work solo, but most of them work in a team when it's like a big production. So technically, yeah, he can call himself an artist. Koons doesn't necessarily have to touch it to be an artist. Designers don't necessarily have to sew it to be designers. Filmmakers don't necessarily have to do everything on set by themselves to be called the filmmaker or the writer. Like, it's ideas, it's a vision, it's a team. So I get it. But if you've seen that balloon dog, if you've seen the tulips in the hand, that is his artwork. And a fun art fact is Adolf Hitler was rejected from art school 2 times, in 1907 and in 1908, back to back, because he sucked. His art skills sucked. We're not surprised, okay? You're a bitter, mean old Betty, okay? With a horrible mustache. Who told you that was cute? Anyway, my name is Shan, and yeah, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. And sorry, it wasn't Ben that he did with Michael Jackson. It was Bubbles. It was the gold figure. And yeah, that is who Jeff Koons is, the highest paid artist in the U.S. right now. A lot of his art, I think, is shit. But I do like the balloon dog. But a lot of people make like a bootleg copy of it, and like lights and figures that you could put in your house. But yeah, that's who that is. Now you know. Now you know. Mr. Koons, is he an artist or isn't he? Depends on what you think. Thank you for listening to the Creator Podcast. And you guys have a great week. Peace.